Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is Cassandra Lee. I am your host from the JDC Compass Your Life podcast show. Hope everyone's week is going well, and I hope you picked an awesome time to listen in to this next topic that we're going to be discussing. Today's topic is the turtle and the eagle. I wonder what it's about. I mean, obviously, we know the turtles are slow, eagles are fast, but let's see what you think. Before we get started, I'm going to give you some announcements. Are you guys ready? Reviews, reviews, and more reviews, guys. We want more reviews, and we want to hear from you letting us know how we're doing, okay? The other thing is that JDC is still doing that Q&A podcast. We got to get more questions so we can get that going to you. And we also want to know what seminars you want to have near your area. Let us know. This is Compass Your Life. Here is JDC.
Good morning, everybody. I am so excited today for this topic. The Lord put it in my heart, and I believe that it's going to do great and wonderful things for you. Yes, you. And I've named it The Turtle and the Eagle. How are you, Cassandra?
I'm excited. The Turtle and the Eagle is the first time we're doing a show where we have animals in our title. So I'm pretty excited to hear what you have to say, and I'm sure the audience is too. You know, let's get to it.
Well, you know, this topic comes from my experience with people, and sometimes even myself, I remember, not giving myself the permission to go and stretch a little bit more. People are scared to stretch. And you know what? People are scared to get out of the comfort zone. And I think it's a mistake, but it's human nature. So what if we can learn a new way? What if we can learn the most powerful way? And what if we can give ourselves the permission to go and do it regardless? What if whatever feels uncomfortable becomes comfortable? You know, humans are adaptable. And if we can play on that, you can accomplish so much more in your life. You know, some people are shy. Some people are, I'm going to say, too respectful. Although that's not a bad thing, but it is bad when you become too polite, too respectful. You know, people look at you like a doormat kind of thing. You know, so you don't want to be like that. And one of the things that I've noticed is that we need to become the kind of person that knows how to go from being a turtle to being an eagle and using both. There's benefits to both. The problem comes when we just want to be one. That's becoming one-dimensional. When you're one-dimensional like that, then you only get one benefit, or you miss lots of benefits. So I want to talk about that today and perhaps help you to get out of your comfort zone. So let's look at a turtle. All right, turtle has a shell, and the shell is for protection. All right, so whenever there's something going on in their life, the turtle stays inside the shell. That's where safety is found. They take a peek outside of the shell to make sure that everything is well, so that then they can make their move. And then you see them coming out, legs come out, and then if they feel like moving around, they pick up that shell body and they start walking ever so slowly. Very cautious, by the way. Mm-hmm. Right, so there's benefits to that, yes?
Definitely.
All right, let's look at the eagle. The eagle can soar very high, which means that if there's trouble down below, they can always get out of it. The eagle can see the situation right here in front of them. And they can also look ahead and see 17 miles away. Therefore, the eagle has vision. They can see further than most can see. There's benefits to that also. The problem with becoming one-dimensional is that if you're always on your safety zone inside of that shell, you're really not going to benefit. You're really not going to get results. You're really not going to grow up. You're always going to stay inside the shell and look to be safe. And safety, I think, is the wrong kind of safety. And we're going to talk about that. If you're always soaring and not landing and not looking here, but always looking far, you're missing what's right in front of you that can help you for the distant things. Now, let's look at what Isaiah 40:31 says. Isaiah 40:31 gives you the example of the eagle. Those who hope on the Lord shall rise up with wings as eagles, yada, 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 right? You can read it. Now, Psalms 31:2 talks about the refuge and the safety of the Lord. And so, fear is not safety. So being scared, acting like a turtle, and always being safe, and always going in the familiar, is really an insult to God, I believe. Because if He is my refuge, and my protection, and my rock, then I must trust that what I must do, even though it's not comfortable, even though it's not familiar to me, even though it's out of my element in a way, I must trust that God is my protection, that God is my strength, that God is my rock, and that He will take care of me. And when you have that kind of thinking and you stand on that word, suddenly you step out of the shell and walk and do what you must do. Then you take and adopt the thinking of, or the characteristics of the eagle. So if I hope on the Lord, I'm going to soar. So guess what? Though 1,000 fall on my left or my right, I shall not be touched. Though things are happening horribly around me, I'm still going to praise God. That's what's going to elevate me with God. It's going to raise me up. God is just going to pick me up and bring me with Him. And though underneath me there may be nothing but chaos, my life now has substance and it has purpose, and I have the protection of the Lord and I'm soaring with Him. Also, I get to see the situation because now I have the eyes of God. Now I have the mind of Christ. Now I'm able to see how He sees, and I'm able to listen to how He's telling me, so that I now can operate from a point of view of I'm understanding what's happening, and I can see far away where I'm going to be because I hope in Him. So if you've been scared to make a move, if you have been used to the comfort zone and have not given yourself the permission, hey, today is the day that you want to say to you, to yourself, I can. Yes, I can. Because with the Lord is yes. Without the Lord, you have the maybes and the no's and all of that. But with the Lord is yes. And yes, God wants you to go and make it happen. Yes, the Lord wants you to go and live your dream. Yes, the Lord wants you to go and live the abundant life. Yes, the Lord wants you to go and have good success. Yes, it is biblical proof. It is in the Word. And read it. Read it. Read it. Read it. Pray it. Pray it. Pray it. Get out of the shell. The safety is in the Lord, not in your fears. The safety and the progress that you're going to make is in God. And that's where you put your trust in. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So today, you got to make a commitment to get out of that, to rise up like the eagle and get your refuge and your protection from the Lord, not from inside your shell. You need to crack that open. Ask the Lord for that strength because He will give it to you. Ask the Lord to expand your mind, expand your territories like Jabez did. And ask the Lord to keep your mind from evil so that you're not a curse to others, but rather a blessing. You see, I think most people don't understand these things and they base their life upon what they've seen in the natural, forgetting that the Word of God has already established your life. There's a blueprint for your life that you can take step by step by step by step, and it's a blessing to walk with the Lord and to do it with the Lord. That's what pleases God. That's obedience. And that is what fulfills your life. And that's how you feel fulfilled. And that's how you get the desires of your heart. So today, I'm repeating it again. Give yourself the permission, because God wants you to. Stop operating in fear. Stop operating reckless. Stop doubting yourself. Stop doing all of that and put your trust in God. Get out of the shell. Make your move. Rise up like the eagle and take refuge in the Lord when the time comes. Because there will be times that you're going to feel beat up. There's going to be times that you're going to feel what's going on. There's going to be times that you're going to feel chaos in your life. But that's the time you still praise God. That's the time that you praise Him through the storm. That is the time that you give God the glory. And I promise you, because in the promise of the Lord is yes, I promise you that your life would be amazing. Your life would be so amazing that you're going to be giving gratitude for your life to the Lord every single day. It's going to be a transformation in your life. So what are we talking about? Do not operate in fear. Do not take refuge in the wrong things, your feelings, your thinking, other people. You know what? The refuge is in the Lord. It's in the book of Psalms, Psalms 31:2, Psalm 67, verse 7. That's where you put your mind in. That's where you put your action in. That's where you put your thoughts in. And I promise you, you are a child of God. He has the best interest in you, and you will walk in faith, knowing the certainty that in the promises of the Lord is yes. That, my friend, is not blind faith. That is faith with substance. That is faith in what's real. God is real. Don't believe anything else. Believe the Word of God. Believe that you can. Stop reading books that promise you these things, the secret and all that. There's no secret. It is written in the Word of God, and He will reveal to you more than you can imagine. That is the truth. That's why the turtle and the eagle. I want to also remind you to be content, but never complacent. Always go for more. What a shame if you don't. Until next time, this is JDC at Compass Your Life. God bless you and have an awesome day.